Okay, I got the question. How do I get really, really rich clients? Well, you can't be ordinary. I would say that's the first step. And I would also just like to mention real quick, do you really want really, really rich clients? There's a perception, and I do believe that good affluent clients are good clients. So don't get me wrong here, but I want you to consider something. Are you certain that really rich clients are the clients you want? And maybe they are, but are they the clients you want right now? For example, a really wealthy client is typically a more demanding client. They want things when they want it. They want it done right. And they should rightly expect that. They're probably going to pay more money. And they're used to a different level of service. So they're going to expect it. So if you're young, if you're a young company, can you deliver all the different services you really need to be able to deliver to that client? Can you deliver the level of quality? They will be more demanding. And for that very reason, because they are more demanding, are they the right client for you? I mean, is that really the client you want? I, in our business, had thought for the longest time, wow, we want to go more and more affluent. We want to go higher and higher end. And the more we worked with clients of that type, the more we thought, these clients call more often. They're a little more picky. They're a little more demanding. But we've got this mid-range client that's not living in this big, huge house. We've got this client that's not heavily in debt. They have a little less debt. Whatever the factors are, they're just easier to work with. They don't get as upset as easy. They pay their bills faster. They're friendlier. They're nicer. They don't expect us to drop everything on Thursday and get there to do some last minute request for a party on Friday. So we started to find that our clients that we really, really liked and really connected with weren't the super wealthy. Now, do we care for homes and commercial buildings of super wealthy? Yes, we do. But it's not turned out to be the sweet spot of our business that I once thought it might be. And it's definitely not the focus that I had intended to make it. That's just what we've observed. I think you should go after that market if you can. I think it's a good market. It should be part of your business. I'd be picky about who you take as a client, but you really need to be able to perform. So with that being said, how do you get wealthy clients? Well, I think you need an image that they're looking for. I think you really do need clean trucks. I think you need to be using legal workers and promoting that. I think you need to consider having your guys in some kind of a uniform or attire that looks clean and presentable. I think you need to have an incredibly compelling guarantee. I think that you need to do all those things that really make you look like your quality and your customer service is exceptional. So with that comes pricing. That costs money. You need to have a higher price point to be able to deliver that. If you're not charging higher prices and you're not in uniforms, your trucks aren't clean, if you're not guaranteeing your business, if you're not really building an image and connecting with your clients and following up with them regularly and staying on top of them, maybe you're not sending client newsletters, you're not really doing all those extra things, it's going to be difficult for you to go from where you're at now to serving the affluent clients. It's going to be a lot more painful. It would be easier to make the jump to the really affluent clients once you're really set up for it. So how do you get to the affluent clients? Very good marketing. It takes very good, very consistent, well-written direct response marketing to get to the clients. Sometimes it takes more than just postcards. Sometimes it takes letters with a live stamp and a hand-addressed envelope. Sometimes it takes a FedEx package. Sometimes it takes something creative to get in front of them. It's less likely you're going to knock on their door and you're going to sell them. They're usually not going to be as responsive to that as maybe those in a lesser affluent neighborhood. So these are things to think about. If you want to get into an affluent neighborhood, you've got to be willing to do different things. You've got to be willing to have an incredible level of customer service. To really get in an affluent neighborhood, it's helpful if you can get referrals. And then once you're in the neighborhood, get your clients to refer you to the other clients in the neighborhood. That's a way to spread through the neighborhood quickly. But they're going to be more picky. They're going to be more demanding. You have got to go out of your way to prove that you're different than the rest. I tend to like to have a niche, something about you that's different than all the other lawn care companies that you can come into the neighborhood based on and win over the clients. Now that gets into the guarantee that I mentioned. I think it's incredibly important to have a guarantee, to guarantee your service. You think about those infomercials that you see at night where they give you a 30-day or 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Be thinking about a guarantee in that way. Not that you'll give back 60 days worth of money, but how can you guarantee your service to take away some of the risk that if this wealthy client hires you, they have very little risk. I think that's a good strategy for your business in general. But you need to act and do different things to be able to get to the wealthy clients. I think that it requires unique, consistent marketing. And then you need, your company needs to be very professional, and you need to present a very high level of quality and professionalism, and you really, really need to connect with them at a personal level, because they're looking for a different type of company and they're expecting a different type of company. Hope that's helpful.